This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, March 26th. God's word for you today is The Path. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 105, verse 18 to 21. And it says, "They bruised his feet with fetters and placed his neck in an iron collar until the time came to fulfill his dreams. The Lord tested Joseph's character. Then Pharaoh sent for him and set him free. Joseph was put in charge. He became ruler over all the king's possessions." 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 to 17 says, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." These troubles and sufferings of ours are, after all, quite small and won't last very long. Yet, this short time of distress will result in God's richest blessing upon us forever and ever. God described all the trouble Paul went through as quite small. No biggie. You may be going through troubles, and it seems as if your whole world is going to crash. God is saying to you, it is quite small, and it will not even last long. It is going to expire. But the question is, when your trouble expires, will you have expired? Every trouble has an expiration date. When it expires, will you still be standing? I am praying for you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that when your trouble crumbles, you will still be standing. Some people, by the time the trouble is done, they are standing, but with high blood pressure, with all sorts of health challenges, but not you. You will be standing stronger in the mighty name of Jesus. Yet, this short time of distress will result in God's richest blessing upon us forever and ever. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Now we see why God says the trouble you're going through is small. He is not insensitive, trying to talk you down or trying to talk you out. But when you compare it to the glory that is being revealed, you will see that it is actually small. When you compare the distress to how anointed you will become by the time the trouble is over, you see that the trouble is actually small. Sometime, someone said to me, "I covet your anointing." I laughed and said, "Be careful what you covet, so you do not covet trouble." He said, "No, it is the anointing I want. I do not want the trouble." "But they go together," I responded. Paul said, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. Please read. Earthen here means decaying, troubled, and weak. A.W. Tozer says, "It is doubtful whether God can bless a man greatly until he has hurt him deeply." In other words, God cannot trust the person he has not wounded. Ask Joseph, God must necessarily wound you or allow the enemy to do it so that he can trust you. So that when you get that anointing, you will not think it is because you are cool or smart. You will know that it is the Lord. The question is, what are you sacrificing that most will not, so that you can live the life that only few will? Are you always going with the Joneses or standing with your convictions? Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.